Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This was over before it started to me. The L.A. Lake, there was no way, to use your phrase, Rob, there was no way, no how, that I believed for a second that the Phoenix Suns were going to beat the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round of the playoffs, as long as LeBron and AD were playing. And I'm not saying they had to be 100% healthy. Just on the court, just able to run up and down, able to shoot, able to defend, maybe 80%, whatever. With those two on the court, they were taking out the Phoenix Suns. And for those who didn't agree with me, for those that doubted, I think you got your answer last night. Now you know. Now you're on my side. Now you see what I was talking about. Because last night, in going up 2-1, the Los Angeles Lakers laid down the gauntlet. They let the Phoenix Suns know what time it is. They let them know, look, congratulations. You had a great season. You, Chris Paul was in the MVP race. Devin Booker will be All-NBA probably. It's a nice stepping stone. But you don't know nothing about this here. These are the playoffs. These are where we reign. So go home for the summer, think about what you've learned, mature, and we'll see you next season. Because this thing is over. And the Los Angeles Lakers did that by winning in a way that the Phoenix Suns can't combat. It's not their fault. They're not big enough. They're not strong enough. I've been saying it, Rob, for months, that the advantage the LA Lakers have over teams is their size. And either put Andre Drummond on the bench or play big if he's on the floor. And last night, Rob, they didn't edge the Suns. They didn't get hot from three like anybody in the NBA can, and, you know, the Suns could write it off as an aberration. No, they bullied them. They pounded them. They not only went big, but they played big. Drummond, Davis, LeBron, 58 points in the paint. Way more, 14 more than they'd had in any of the two previous games. Out-rebounded them by 16. 15 offensive boards. And in the third quarter, Rob, this is astonishing. Every single bucket in the third quarter for the Lakers, when they pulled away and took control of the game, was in the paint. Not a jumper outside the paint. Not a three-pointer made at all. Every bucket was in the paint. 13 of them to be exact. And that's how the Lakers need to play. Stop trying to be this finesse. You're not the Brooklyn Nets. You're not going to shoot. You might get hot here and there, but your forte isn't three-point shooting. Sure, you got to shoot some. But your bread and butter is your size and your strength. And, Rob, that's why this thing is O-V-E-R.
It's not over till a team wins four games. I'm not there with you. But the other part is, no, the place. Lakers, they should use their size because they're not shooting well from the perimeter, so it does make sense. And they finally got that, as you talked about, better than the first two games, so it does make sense. And they, if it works and they do what they're supposed to, they do have an advantage. Also, I just think the Chris Paul, which is just a sad legacy for Chris Paul.
Yes.
It really is, Chris. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a guy who continuously gets hurt in the postseason. You know what I mean? Like you have the hopes or whatever, this young team, they got some young Bucks and they get a veteran guy and it turns the tide for them the first time they make the playoffs in 11 years. And in the first game, I've still watched the video a couple times. I still don't know where the contact came from, you know what I mean, for the injury.
I think he hit his own teammate.
Did he? I mean, I watched it. He just grabs his neck and shoulder or whatever. But I'm just saying, you know, you take that from the mix and it puts him in a bad spot. And then Devin Booker was so frustrated. Poor shooting night, 6-for-19, and winds up getting thrown out. So the Lakers are in the situation that they want to be. And I don't know if I think we talked about it yesterday. I'm a little confused what show I'm on. But I'm not sure if we talked about it. The idea of not playing him.
Right, you did. Yeah, you brought it
right?
up.
Yeah, about not playing him and maybe holding him out to see if he can just get one more day or 2 days more. You know what I mean? To see if he can get somewhat better. But obviously he's not right. So it would take a miracle for him to win.
Right. You brought up a good point about his legacy. And look, he's obviously a Hall of Famer and all that. But it's unfortunate because in the playoffs, look, we talked about Doc Rivers, and this doesn't exonerate Doc and his failure to get the most out of that Clippers team. But a lot of it, Rob, was injuries. In 7 years with the Clippers, I mean, if it wasn't Chris Paul, it was Blake Griffin, it seemed. You know what I mean?
No, there's no doubt. But I think what you're saying, too, is, injuries have played into it. I think in Doc's case, he's had more than a couple times where his teams were up 3-1. So you could look at injuries. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
No other coaches had more than one.
Yeah, Knox he's had at, three, what, yeah. three. That's what I'm saying. Like you can look at it, and injuries are a part of it. But Chris Paul, have you ever seen anything? I can't think of any sport where you know a top caliber player come playoff time always winds up getting hurt at some point. You know, a couple years ago with the Rockets, they were right there, Chris. If he didn't get hurt, right, and, they had a chance to go to the finals.
I mean, and think about that, because nobody could play with that Golden State team. And they had them down 3-2.
Yeah, they were right there.
Going home. You know, so, yeah, they it's unfortunate. But I also thought, Rob, we saw the return of LeBron James last night. That second half, and it's interesting, I don't know if you were watching on TNT, but Barkley said at halftime, Charles Barkley, something's wrong with LeBron. He's not the same. And he was passive the first half. Kind of like he'd been the first two games. I mean, he was effective, but he wasn't as aggressive as usual. Right. And that second half, he came out. He looked like the old LeBron going to the basket. And so we'll see. Is he back in that regard? I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of goes back to being a little more passive. I think, Rob.
Because of where they are, Lakers, you mean?
Yeah, I think they're doing what they need to do to win. You know, I don't think they're going to overextend themselves, you know, because I think they understand this. They got a long way to go. And they'll do what they need to do to win this series, especially with Chris Paul ailing. So how big of a challenge are the Suns at this point? All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I didn't get much pushback from Rob. Will I get it from you? It's over. I mean, he gave me the technical answer. No, it's not. They actually need to win two more games. Yes, they do. But I think it's over, and I want to hear from you. Do you like the Lakers playing big? Is that their formula to try to repeat? I got Brooklyn, but I'm saying if the Lakers and Nets face off, if I'm the Lakers, I'm playing like we did last night. I'm going to the basket with reckless abandon, and I'm riding the two ADs and LeBron in the paint.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Interesting story here in New York. Now, we know they're in the middle of a really competitive series with the Atlanta Hawks. It's 15-14. Actually, 17-15 now. Hawks just hit a three-pointer.
Chris, I know, you know, I'm like you're way behind. I was going to say, yeah. You know, it's a final score in Atlanta. You're just getting it on the stream.
Hey, if I don't know, I don't mind. I'm serious. Like, have you ever seen, like, been to somebody's house that doesn't have high def now at this point in time?
No.
I'm not mad at them. If they don't have high def, as long as they don't bring a high def TV into their home, all they're used to is the normal stuff. And that's fine. Because I was fine with normal TV.
Whose house are you at that doesn't have high def? I mean, that must be a deacon at the church. Who is that? No.
Is that an anti-Christian joke?
No. I'm just saying.
Lillian?
No, I'm saying no. It's
I will say this. We had some friends over. They will remain nameless. We had some friends over recently, and we were watching a movie on high def. And they were, like, astonished.
They were like, oh, my God.
They're not Amish or anything like that. But they really were like, wow. Like that.
Were they in the 40s? How old were they? 40s, 50s?
They're like my age.
Oh, wow.
Like our age. Yeah.
And they said, it's unbelievable.
They were really tickled.
The movies talk and they have color. Wow.
It wasn't that bad.
Thanks, Jonas.
Oh, my God. It wasn't that bad. Because these are good friends. They don't have high def. So, but, Rob, my point is, I remember before I got high def, years ago, I went over to my father-in-law's house.
You can't miss something that you never had. I get that.
So, hey, I'm not mad. Keep your normal def or whatever we call it. What is it called? Low def or whatever? Low definition TVs? Just don't bring, as soon as you bring a high def one in, you're in trouble. But anyway, I don't even know how we get on that. I don't know how we even got talking about that. But the Knicks, the New York Knicks, Rob, they've made the decision that in round two, if they get there, 1-1, they're tied with the Hawks. In round two, they will only sell tickets to citizens who have been vaccinated. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I think companies, especially when you're dealing with COVID and what's happened and public safety and big crowds, I think they have a right to set the guidelines. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And it's just because of where we are. You know what I mean? It ain't like they just arbitrarily said, if you're not vaccinated for smallpox, you can't come in. Do you know what I mean? Like there was an epidemic that went through and a ton of people died. I don't even remember where the number is now. Did you see? I just read a story in the New York Times. 500 doctors have died in India, Chris. The doctors.
Well, yeah, India's had a
500 really been doctors. Hit hard These by are the people waves. Who know how to take care of themselves. Do you know what I mean? And put themselves not, and they've died. But my point is, I don't have a problem. They want people to be fully vaccinated, and people who aren't fully vaccinated at this point, at some point it'll change. And it won't matter. But at this point where we're totally or fully not out of the woods, I don't have an issue with it. The Dodgers did it, you know, out here, Chris, with fully vaccinated sections and whatnot. You know what I mean? For people who can buy tickets for the fully vaccinated sections and you have to prove that you are. So
right.
I'm
And then
I'm cool
you got places, obviously. I mean, Texas, you right, they're wide open and they're not demanding that.
Right.
Am I
Everybody's
right?
different,
Florida.
And they have their right to do that. Supermarkets.
I was in
some
Florida. They were looking at us funny because we had masks on.
Is that right?
Matter
of fact, I'm going to Dallas next weekend, and I'm going to a Rangers game, and I will have my mask on, you know what I mean, until I fully feel comfortable, Chris, even though I'm vaccinated. I know I will.
Yeah, this is tricky. I mean, because, you know, I like to – just defer to the doctors and the medical community that
you
really
sleep
knows
with a doctor every
on.
Night, right?
Yes, yes. And I like to defer to them and as far as something like this. I tell you, Rob, I don't want to get to a point where there's like the people who haven't been vaccinated, and I have, my whole family's been vaccinated, but to those that haven't, I don't want them to be treated like second class citizens. You know what I mean? Like, they're a whole class of people that can't do this or can't do that or can't go here or can't go there. To your point, if it's something temporary, you know, then okay.
Until we get through with this, you
yeah,
know what
and
I mean?
I don't know what that, you know, what temporary looks like, but I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want this to become like they got a scarlet letter on them because they haven't been vaccinated.
Well, so. But here's like in the supermarkets, right? They still want you, certain supermarkets, you got to wear a mask. They don't care what the state is saying or the city ordinance, Chris, they're saying to come in. And they're talking about it. It's not about, it's about exposing their workers, Chris. You know what I mean? To people. That's what they're worried about. Like, even we have rules, and Alex and Rob G, you guys working at the studio. You know, when Alex, you went on vacation, you had to take another week off. Am I right?
Yeah, almost two weeks.
He almost had to miss 2 weeks, Chris. That was company policy because they
wasn't
were afraid.
Complaining about that.
No,
not at all.
It
almost took another vacation.
With pay, right? It was with pay. He got the Chris Broussard special with pay. So
that was my manager for a week.
You had to stay away for a few weeks, and you were upset.
Yes, because I was
you were like Kwame Brown out here.
I was.
And Rob Parker, you just ugly.
That's okay. And thank God I was healthy and able to get through it. But, at that point, no one really knew. But I understand now, you know what I mean, like how it turned into.
It was in the middle. It was early.
We lost we lost so many friends, Chris, to this thing. And you lost your father-in-law. Yep. I mean, it's just, it's a tough spot. But I think companies have the right to set up, you know, during these times, not any and everything, but for public safety. I'm okay with it.
I'm looking at the game in Atlanta right now, and it was true for the Knicks game too, when they were in New York. And there are fans, you know, sitting right next to people who aren't wearing their mask or don't have masks. Would you feel comfortable yet?
No.
You know, sitting in a ballpark or arena or whatever without your mask?
Nope. When I was outside is better, but when I was in Vegas, last weekend, Chris, most people did not have their mask on in the casinos. I still wore my mask, even though I'm vaccinated. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm vaccinated. I want to wait a little bit longer before I decide to just fully pull it off. That's all.
Yeah, I'm pretty fairly comfortable taking my mask off. But some of my family aren't. So, yeah, it's just
not
different
yet.
Strokes for different folks. Yeah.
Does your wife, I'm curious, being a doctor.
She's a little more cautious than me. Yeah, okay. She's a little more cautious than me.
She still has her mask on in most situations.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Big game tonight, the nightcap, Rob, the LA Clippers at Dallas. They're down 2-0. And if they lose this series, you know, it doesn't matter if they get swept or if they go in seven.
Right,
I mean,
it's
obviously
losing,
it's worse
right.
to get
right.
swept. But, yeah, they're at a stage where it's championship or bust. And to get beat in the first round, oh, my, it would look horrible. And here's what I think is going to happen, Rob. I'm gonna lay out what I think is going to happen over the rest of the series. I think Dallas wins tonight, goes up 3-0 with basically an insurmountable lead. No team's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the playoffs. And then I think Dallas, which is young, gets a little complacent, and the Clippers win game four on Sunday. And then I think the Clippers come home in Staples and win game five. Mm. And it's 3-2, but then I think Dallas closes them out in six. So we'll see. I picked the Clippers to win the series. I'd love for them to come back.
You and everybody and their uncle, right?
Just right.
I know.
But that's what I think. Where are you at on this? Any chance they come back?
I think there's a chance. But I think this could be franchise turning, Chris. This might be, and this is obviously they're down 2-0. It's not impossible.
Four times it's happened in the history of the league, when right. you lose the first two games at home.
Right.
It's
right.
happened a few other times when you
right.
lost them on
right.
the road.
When, you,
lost,
when you were down 0-2
and
you
going
came
home.
Back.
Right.
Exactly. So I think the way this franchise, maybe this is the turning point of this entire franchise. You know, embarrassed, in a hole, everybody's counting you out. You choked down a huge lead last year. Like, this is all bad. If somehow, some way, they could turn it around, come back and win the series, then does that give them, does that energize them? No, I'm trying to get the right words. You know, like, does it energize them to then take the next step and then, you know, like they break through because they were down and out. They were ridiculed. Everybody was saying, same old Clippers. They don't have any belief or confidence in them. Would that instill something in them, Chris, if they were to come back? That's the only thing I'm asking you. If they came back and won this series, what could that instill in them? That's what I'm asking.
I'm going to answer your question with a question, Rob.
Yep.
If Charles Barkley, Amari Stoudemire, and Steve Nash could step into a time machine and play for the Phoenix Suns right now with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, could they beat the Lakers?
It ain't that. No, it ain't like that. I think you're being a little
taking it a little too far.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so if they somehow come back and win this series.
Just say that they came back. It's not like it's never been done, okay? Like,
would this galvanize them to the point where they would start a run?
Do you think it could from the standpoint of them overcoming the embarrassment? Like going back to last year, they've lost five straight playoff games. I think there's a good chance they win tonight. I don't think they're going to lose a six straight playoff game. I think there's a chance they'll win tonight. It's 2-1. Say they make a comeback and they win this series. Could it have that kind of impact is just what I'm asking. Could it?
Well, first I'll say this, and I hear you and Ty Lue talked about it, just play with a sense of urgency, you know, backs against the wall, that stuff. My only problem there, Rob, is that, and you said it, like, we've been embarrassed, you know, nothing to lose. The games that they've had something to lose in these games, but I mean, the games in which they should have had a sense of urgency. The three previous games, game six last year against Denver. Okay, we were up 3-1. We let them get game five. Let's close this thing out. Don't waste our times and let them go seven. They didn't bring urgency. They didn't show up and they lost. Then the next game, game seven, it's like, okay, look, let's close these boys out. We let them come this far. We gave them life. Let's end this thing and get on to the Lakers. They didn't bring it that night, game seven. And then game two this year, Rob, that was as much of a must win as there is when you're not actually in a do or die situation. And they didn't show up. They didn't bring it. They still didn't fight hard over screens. They still, you know, didn't play with the urgency that you would think they would have. And so I don't know why I expect to see it tonight. I'm with you because they're talented. They're capable. But it's been so many times we haven't seen it that, one, I don't know that it'll get done. That doesn't mean they can't win tonight. But I got to say that. But to answer your question, I don't think it would be any type of magical, you know, and I know you don't mean it this way, but, you know, the quote-unquote curse is lifted or there's a burden taken off of their back and they go on this run. If they were to go on a run, they're good. I mean, you know, on paper, you got two of the best, 20 players in the league. Kawhi's one of the best 10. Paul George, one of the best 20. You got a nice supporting cast. You got size. You can shoot. Like, there's no reason on paper that they shouldn't be able to go deep in the West. And so if they somehow come back and win this series, who would they get? They're in the four side. They get Utah or Memphis, probably Utah. Yeah, they could beat Utah.
That's what I'm saying, right? I'm just saying,
I don't know that it would be, you know, I know what you're saying. Would it be a momentum moment that
like a franchise-changing moment from you can't count on these guys, they're this, they're that. They were down 2-0, they looked dead in the water,
right?
And they wound up winning, you know what I mean, the next four, and they won the series. I'm just saying, could that change?
You know what that is? That's a good column. You know what I mean? Win game seven.
Yep.
If they somehow come back, win in seven, or they win this series, and then next thing you know, they're in the conference finals, they win the West, that's a great column. This is when the turning point started.
Like there's always a – you know what? It's funny. I remember writing this, Chris, when Tayshaun Prince blocked Reggie Miller. You remember that when the Pistons were playing.
Yep.
This is in, 2004?
One of the great chase downs.
One of the all-time
second only to LeBron's.
You know, right. Well, and in that case, Reggie should have dunked the ball. Well, you know, Reggie should have dunked the ball. But anyway, my point was, when I saw that play, Chris, the first thing I wrote was, when the Pistons get to the NBA Finals, remember this play. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that changed everything. They would have been down, I think, 2-0 to Indiana in that series, right?
Right.
Instead, they wound up winning that game and make it 1-1. And I just remember that being a moment where everything turned, and I just think that could happen.
No, and certainly in that moment, you're right. You're absolutely right about that Tayshaun Prince block. This, like I said, I think it'd be a great column. I think it'd be a great talking point. It'd be a great storyline. Do I think it would be true? No. I think it would be that, hey, they finally started playing up to their potential. You know what I mean? But I hear where you're coming from. And it'd be great to see, Rob, because we all, whether you're a Lakers fan or a Clippers fan, we've all wanted to see Lakers Clippers. We haven't even seen them play in the playoffs, right? 2 years now, and it looks like we're not going to see them. Yep. And so, yeah, I hope you're right. And obviously they got a shot tonight, but they just seem to be up against a tremendous player in Luka Doncic who's coming of age. And they don't seem to have the leadership, the intangibles, to reach their potential. We'll see tonight, certainly, Rob. I mean, it was we both thought it was essentially do or die in game two. This definitely is. Because as we said, no one's ever come back from 3-0 in a series. So we'll see tonight if the Clippers can stay alive.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.